Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello and welcome to the show tonight. I'm so glad you chose to join us. I think we're going to have a delightful episode. The topic tonight is unlocking your sacred wealth code, and our guest tonight is Prema Lee Guerrieri. We're going to bring her on in just a minute, but I wanted to take an opportunity and kind of kick your ass a little bit in the sense that I have it on good authority that your human consciousness personified, your human consciousness living out your life. You have a body, you have a history, you probably have some karma going on. But every single one of us has this divine spark, this divine point of presence within us that, boy, howdy, it's powerful. It has a lot of power to it, which means you are powerful. You have a lot of power potential in your personal energy persona. I'm trying to really get a lot of use out of P words tonight. And the reason I say I'm here to kick your fanny is because I've had my own clock cleaned a few times lately, in the sense that people I would have bet the farm on would have been walking my path with me, people who I've shared 30 years of television with, and my soul is showing me this vision of television, my future. I would have bet the farm that my buddy Elliot was going to be walking this path side by side. His last vocation was just a hand in a glove fit for what my soul was showing me. And he's gone. He's flipping gone. And it cleaned my clock. My God, I didn't see it coming at all. And so I want to tell you that life is a volatile thing. It's the guarantees are pretty thin. And in order for you to really genuinely honor your potential, I suggest you really get clear with yourself what the hell you're here to do. What's your life purpose? What's your soul showing you as a vision for your life? I mean, I guess I could ask the question, is your ego genuinely excited because it believes that vision of your life is going to come into fruition? Do you genuinely believe that it's going to happen? And you're never wasting time to pay attention to yourself, to refine your authenticity, to get clear about what your preferences are. That's always pay dirt over time. So I love you. I love your human potential. I love what your heart is holding for you to fulfill and manifest in this lifetime. My heart told me to create New Human Living and New Human Living Radio to connect people with powerful opportunities for their inherent divine power within them to be awakened and then engaged and then enjoyed. It's there's a heaven equation in there, enough of that. Without further ado, let's jump into our topic tonight, unlocking your sacred wealth code with Prema Lee Guerrieri. You know, Prema has helped thousands rewire their minds for success and trust in their soul's instincts. I like that. Via Soul-lutionary Soul Success Map. Prema empowers leaders, entrepreneurs, visionaries, and change agents to help take inspired action to unlock their sacred wealth code. Using her intuitive approach, I always like that intuition, to business building and her patented solutionary technology, from its clients manifest wealth and create meaningful lives by doing what they are meant to do. Join me in welcoming Prema to the show. Welcome to the show, Prema.
Hi, Les. I'm so excited to be here with you and with all of you.
Well, very nice. So what made you pick the topic, Unlocking Your Sacred Wealth Code?
I have been working with a body of work that just kind of burst itself through me working with a lot of people over the years. And then it told me it wanted to be called Your Sacred Wealth Code. And I'm all about empowering others to be able to tune into their own soul's instincts, their own intuition. I think this is, you know, something that we are in tune with, whether we know it or not, and maybe it's a muscle you just haven't flexed yet. And so I just really get off on helping other people to tune into what's really going on behind the scenes for them, finding their own answers, and giving them pathways to do that. And even though I'm a Vedic astrologer and I read what I call soul, chart soul blueprints as part of what I do, I work on four levels, and one of those levels is that, like, I am a Vedic astrologer. It's taken years of study. It's a very, very interesting, in-depth science and art. But then I want to empower others to tap into their own hearts, their own souls, find their own answers, and unlock what's already inherent within them, the wealth, the prosperity, the purpose that's already within them, and then clear anything that's in the way from them really, you know, being able to, from all of us being able to really live our own true path, and you get to decide that. We are individually the ones who get to decide that. And then on the final step is on the ground, practical strategy. Okay, now I know what my calling is. Now I know what I want to give the world and what the world wants from me. How do I do that in my own unique and individual way? So that's how I've come to really playing with this whole topic right now of unlock your soul blueprint for purpose and prosperity, unlock your sacred wealth code.
Very nice. When you work with clients, what are some of the more common impediments or aspects of their life that they typically struggle with? Do you see a kind of a underlying theme in our culture, or share that with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So most of the people that I'm working with are change agents, visionaries, entrepreneurs, lots of entrepreneurs, and leaders, and we're all leaders in our own right. And what I see mostly, the people who tend to come to me, is I tend to work with people who are pretty conscious, and they are not living what they at some level believe and know is possible here on planet Earth, and I help them to close that gap between what they're aware of and what's actually going on in their life, their business, their work in the world, and I really help them to step into their divine gifts. And what I find is people have what they would love to be doing all day long, and then the beliefs get in the way of, oh, can I make money at that, and all that worldly stuff and the cultural programming, which really holds people back from their brilliance in a big way. Hold them back from being seen or feeling good enough, or people just know what they know. They came in with this, and it's like, well, who am I? Well, I'm here to empower you to say, yeah, actually, you are somebody who can step forward with those gifts. So that closing that gap between what you're consciously aware of and what's actually going on, on the ground in your life.
Yeah. Well, so how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this in one form or another for the past 25 plus years. I'm at that stage of life where I can say I've been doing something for 25 plus years. In one way or another, I have been doing this, and the work that this has evolved into in the last few years is around what I call your sacred wealth code. And in fact, my new book is coming out. We'll talk about that a little bit later around that, because I wanted to put that, a user's manual, in people's hands to be able to tap in with this wiring. But I've been on this journey. It's looked different at different times. I had a big yoga and healing arts center for many years, but I've been in this personal consulting and teaching people how to be conscious, be aware, trust their soul's instincts, be connected with their intuition, but take inspired action on that intuition, not just receive information, for quite a while now.
Well, nice. Well, now you've talked about Vedic astrology. Can you give us a snapshot about astrology and what makes Vedic astrology different?
Yeah, absolutely. So Vedic astrology comes from the Vedas. It's from the Indian tradition, the Hindu tradition, the Eastern form of astrology. So it's 6,000 plus years old. It's a very live tradition, meaning that it's used from ancient times to present day for many different aspects of understanding energy. And in fact, Vedic astrology, Jyotish is the word that for a Vedic astrologer, the Sanskrit word, Jyotish. And Deepak Chopra was so brilliant in bringing Ayurveda to the West. And Ayurveda is another branch of the Vedas. Vedic astrology, Jyotish, is another branch. And Ayurveda translates into the science of life, a very holistic way to live life and to be healthy, to be well and be in your well-being and be conscious. Well, Vedic astrology, Jyotish translates into the science of light. So it is a way to understand how light is animated through the soul and through our lives. Vedic astrology is got many, many, many layers to it. And so there's a lot of different lenses to look at things. I don't use it for prediction. I use it to help people understand themselves, understand their soul choices, which I see written in their soul blueprint in their Vedic astrology chart, understand timing, and I think of it as the celestial weather. What is it a good time for? And even if it's a shit time, it's good for something. So we want to know what it's good for because the soul is working on something and you run different soul cycles. We're looking at the same constellations, the same planets, but we're looking from the sidereal zodiac, which just means we're looking at the zodiac from a different place, a different point. And also calculating the first house of the chart a little differently. We keep time a little differently. So usually in the Vedic astrology system, your sun sign will fall back a sign. And that's just the way the Vedic system keeps time. And it's a very accurate system, not to say one Western and Vedic one is better than the other. Vedic, I find it, it's incredibly accurate and incredibly interesting. So, again, what I love about it so much is I use it to help people understand themselves, their soul, what they're here for, purpose, their own unique wiring, so that they can really embrace, you know, their challenges as well as their brilliance and their gifts. On a collective level, it's also wonderful to show us what the energy is, and I'm always about bringing it down to, so then what does that practically mean, what the current energy trends are as well. So that's just a little, tiny little synopsis of what Vedic astrology is.
Well, nice. So now you mentioned you don't do predictions, but with Vedic astrology, what kind of information do you get?
So you get any information. So think of it this way. This is a lens. Actually, there's many lenses to look through. So when I'm looking at a Vedic astrology chart, I am looking at a bunch of symbols on a piece of paper. It's a language I spent many years learning to read, and I still study with my mentor, and because there's lots to learn. When I sit to read a chart, I'm always in the place of, let me see what this person, or if I'm doing it collectively, what collectively we need to, we both serve in this moment, in this situation. Now, I could do prediction, but here's why I don't do prediction, because I believe prediction robs people of choice. So I like to tell people, I like to help them understand, like, really, what's your purpose? Right now I'm focusing a lot on helping people understand where their purpose planets and their prosperity planets come together. That intersection is called Dana Yogas. When planets are together in certain ways in the Vedic system, they're called yogas, and they create energetic combinations that help to define us in different ways and make us more unique in different ways. Well, that intersection of purpose and prosperity is also where our highest value gifts are, our divine gifts, our unique genius is. And so there's all kinds of intersections of where energy and life meet that I can look at through a Vedic chart. So typically I'm helping people to understand what they're going through, why they're going through it, what's the energy coming up, and where should they put their focus, which of their divine gifts should they cultivate more of. Is it a good time? I work with a lot of people in business, so is it a good time to do this launch now? No, actually, let's not start it now. Let's start it in 30 days from now. Time isn't linear. We work on Kairos time instead of Kronos time, the time of the soul, divine timing, as opposed to linear logistical timing. So, I mean, you could say, oh, yeah, I am doing prediction. I work collaboratively with anybody that I read for, and even when I'm reading collectively, I'm tapping in collaboratively. So what's going to serve the most right now? Because I want to teach people to trust themselves and make their own choices. And if someone tells you, okay, well, you know, this is going to be a very challenging, a very terrible time for you, and I really don't think that you should go ahead and let's say start that business now or have that marriage now or whatever it might be because this bad thing is going to happen. I don't think that really serves someone. I might say something like, there's a better time to do this where there's more light and you're going to have a better outcome. You can do it during this time. It's going to be challenging. So we're going to have to go about it differently. It doesn't mean that we can't, just like you can go to the beach. Where I live right now, it's about 45 degrees. You can go to the beach today. I went today for my walk, but I had my parka on and I had my hat on. I didn't have my bikini on. This way I was prepared for what I was going to encounter, and I could make my choices better from there. So I'm helping people to really become aware so they can make the best choices for themselves. And I believe that the consciousness grows, people grow through that process.
So when you look at clients coming in and then you fast forward through time, what kind of changes have you seen as far as how they're able to show up for their life purpose?
That, number one, that they can trust themselves more. Trusting ourselves and really, you know, a lot of times if we go, like everybody right now listening in, like think about something that has, maybe you were faced with a decision or a choice and you went ahead and made one choice and a little bit later you went, I really should have gone the other way or whatever it might have been. And so what I see is that my clients become empowered with being willing to be incredibly present and trust that they really are creating their life right here and now, and they don't have to have it all figured out. And each and every choice that we make actually opens up a new set of choices, dictates what the future is going to be, and that they can stay on point for their mission, for their purpose. And sometimes they might have to get muddy doing it, you know. Sometimes it might be a slog, but they can stay on point, and knowing that it's going to be a challenging time just allows them to prepare better. But also one of the things that's really key is to know what the energy is and how long it's going to last, because sometimes things can turn where we're really struggling. Like last year, 2016, was a tough year for a lot of people. We had Mars and we had Saturn, those two amazing planets, which are great planets for some of us, but they are malefic planets. They were in a tug of war together that really was tough for a lot of people. that particular energy for all of us put a stalemate in some plans, made things very frustrating. We saw it play out in collectively in many arenas for all of us. And that energy is very different this year. This 2017, I'll talk about that not right this moment, but in a few moments, about all the light that we had. We didn't have so much light last year. So knowing that, my clients were able to, and I also do a lot of service through my blogs and just for, you know, whoever wants to tune in and listen, who aren't necessarily my clients. I always want to help people become aware any way I can. They were able to expect that, oh, this is going to be a bit of an uphill. So I'm going to be prepared for that, but I'm going to stay with it, because the biggest thing I'm working with my clients with is to have them understand what they're really here for and what their soul is asking them to focus on now and where and what wealth actually means to them, because it's very, very individual. I mean, fulfillment is part of wealth, and what fulfills one may not fulfill another, and it's not a dollar amount. So I'm helping them to be really in touch with what it is they even desire, because I believe our desires are part of what expands our universe. And when we can desire our true soul desires and have desires that are very much aligned with who we truly are and what we are, you know, our part that we're playing here, what we're here to move forward on the planet at this particular point in time, there's a deep satisfaction in that. There's just a real deep satisfaction in that.
So there's so much transformation happening both collectively and for many people individually. Some of the soul's callings or the soul's journeys, if you will, of a lot of light workers in the collective are such a completely different paradigm than what they were raised in. It's like you might be here to renovate education or the economy or currency or energy. And you might have spent a decade or two in the industry the way it was, and now you're going to get all these downloads about this whole new paradigm thing. How important, I mean, as you work with your clients, for them to be able to wrap their noggin around perhaps how big some of their visions can be, how does that go with you?
Well, you know, one of the things that I've seen, and thanks for bringing this up in the way that you have, Les, and tapping into it in that way, because a lot of times our country is running a particular soul cycle. Each one of us is, collectively we are. And we can be going along, and all of you listening in, you know, you probably can think back to a time, and Les was just reflecting on one that collectively he wanted me to tune into here, where you're going along and you're doing your thing and you're doing your work and it all seems to make sense, and all of a sudden it's like you took a left turn, none of it's familiar anymore, it doesn't hold the same meaning for you, and you realize this is like whose life did I just wake up in, and you're being called to do something else. And you may or may not know what that is. Well, I certainly help my clients wake up to what that is. What is the next? And to also take their brilliance from what they've been working at for the last however many years. There's elements of that. It doesn't all need to be thrown out, but it's time to shift that paradigm and take your brilliance forward. But the thing is, like you were just talking about, Les, in those situations, there's a lot of letting go. And let's face it, like when I look at spirituality in anybody's chart, for instance, or just as an intuitive into anyone's soul, it's all about relinquishment. And relinquishment and transcendence. And the ego looks at that as loss. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to lose this profession. I'm going to lose this relationship. I'm going to lose this job. I'm going to lose this way of being, and I don't know what's next. From a spiritual perspective, oh, it's time to let go of this. And now I make space for what's next. I don't get to know until I let go. And then it starts to reveal itself. It's not like you don't get to, like, okay, know everything, and then let go. It just, that's just not how transcendence works. So when I'm working with my clients and they're at that crossroads, I'm here to help them to step into more of their empowerment. And by empowerment, I really mean more of more consciousness, more of the divine channeling through the uniqueness of you and who you are and how you are really wired up to animate that at this particular time and the mission you've come. You know, we've all chosen to be here on this planet at this particular time. This is a very important, important time on the collective. And, you know, it's a big wake-up call. And, you know, and we've seen that in so many ways, even, you know, in the political arena, and I won't digress. But it's so important that we're all looking around and becoming incredibly personally responsible and living in integrity with what we believe to be true or we say we believe to be true, that we're actually, you know, moving, having our actions and our choices match that as well. That's where the real change for the planet that happens. And if you're out there standing for a big cause and your life is a mess and your relationships are a mess, and that equation doesn't balance out and doesn't actually move us forward collectively like we need to move forward right now.
So speaking of the collective moving forward, what do you see for 2017?
Yeah, so 2017, you're already, most of you are already feeling it. I mean, you can feel that there is more momentum this year than there was last year. Really, about the end of January, right at the beginning of February, which is really only 30 days or so, okay? We're only in the first day of March here. There was several things shifted in the month of January, and we also came into a place with Venus being exalted in Pisces in the Vedic system with a direct aspect to Jupiter. The two Brahmanic planets that are the planets of the most light are opposite one another, shining their big light at one another. This just creates a lot more light. Now, the beautiful thing about a lot more light is we can see more in the light. Just think about it. During the day, on a clear day, boy, you can see a lot. And if you're, you know, making a choice about where to go, you could see a lot of different options. But if it's dark and if it's foggy, you know, you might see just, oh, there's that next turn, and that's all you see. So it's a time of more light. We can see more choices. There is more hope. We're seeing being reflected to us in some of the things that are happening, like the political arena and the corporations and the bigger world. That's a reflection of what's going on as a collective in each and every one of us, the part of the collective that we're holding and processing. So we have the truth is coming to the surface. It is. It's been coming. It's being revealed more. We also have where Saturn is. Saturn is for 2.5 years in a particular constellation, and it's quite slow. And it's just moved into Sagittarius, which is a great place of teaching and spirituality and inspiration. It'll be there only for 6 months, and then it'll duck back into Scorpio until October, and then it'll shift out completely. I'll boil this all down to plain truth about these three. And I'm going to add another aspect to it. So we have more light, we have more hope, and we also have the planet of truth or consequences, Saturn, coming into where it was in Scorpio. It was revealing a lot of secrets, and now we're bringing them to the surface in a new way. It is a time of waking up, and I believe that. And I think everybody's feeling is that there's less of a, I want to say less of a grace period between when you're out of alignment and when you get back in alignment. And especially the more awake you are, you just don't have that grace to be out of alignment and not feel it or not have things start falling out for you. But the beautiful thing is you have a lot more light, so you have a lot of choices. So depending on how these aspects are hitting you is the areas of life that are being really lit up. Now, that dynamic I just talked about with Venus and Jupiter, the two harmonic planets, we have Venus, planet of love, relationship, connectivity in my archetypal system, in my wealth code system. That is the muse. That's the artist. That is the great connector. And then we've got Jupiter, the great teacher, the sage, the visionary. They're shining their light on each other. That's happening for all of us somewhere in our life, okay? But collectively, that's happening for everyone. Then we've got Mercury, the great communicator and the merchant and the messenger, going to move in and align here on March 11th through the end of March with that configuration. Now, that creates what we call our Saraswati Yoga, and where all three of the benefic planets are together. Now, that's a very auspicious time. That's like the most light. If we had the moon involved, we'd have the most light we could have, and the moon's not involved with that. But we've got a lot of light and a lot of grace. A lot of grace. Now, I believe grace is here for us all the time. We just have to ask. We have to open our hearts, and we have to tune into it and be willing to receive it in any way that it comes forward. But we have a lot of grace. So if you have, what I want for all of you is dust off your dreams. Don't worry about if you're going to get it right as far as taking the steps on your purposeful path. Start stepping forward. God will pick your feet in the right direction. Start moving them. You'll be able to see even better where to step, what to do next. You can't figure it out from your seat. It's like I always tell parents, you can't parent from your seat. You got to parent from your feet.
Yeah, you have to have flow to be able to grow intuition. If you're holding the vision of your life at arm's length and
I just lost you, Les.
So, we've had some technical problems tonight. We've lost the connection with our guest, Prema Lee Guerreri. We were having a delightful episode about souls and soul purpose, and she was sharing some Vedic astrology with us. You know, if you're listening to this now, I think there's something that you need to hear, and that's that your ego, to teach your ego to trust through practice, it takes practice to really genuinely trust the inspiration of your heart and your soul. To teach your ego how to trust the inspiration of your heart and your soul, then you genuinely get excited about your life. And it looks like Prema has connected again, and welcome back to the show, Prema.
Hi there. Yeah, I don't know. You just fell out. I've actually been hanging out here on the line, but anyway, I'm glad that we're here. Very strange.
It was very strange. Once in a while, the Blog Talk service, like once a year, not very often, will throw us a curveball. So, can you share with us how the listeners can get connected with you and some of the services you offer?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me at solutionary.com. And solutionary is spelled this way, like soul, S-O-U-L-U-T-I-O-N-A-R-Y, solutionary.com. And if you come to Solutionary, you can also grab my free gift there, which is it's my ebook on sacred wealth and the sacred wealth code. And so that's still there. You can grab that. There's lots of free videos and things, useful things on my blog page. I do sacred wealth code readings as well as soul success map readings, and I work with clients on a group level. I also work with clients and entrepreneurs and business people on a mixing spirituality and business on a group level. I also do that in private mentoring, and I'm just launching my Sacred Wealth Circle at the beginning of April here, as well as my book is coming out in the beginning of April, which is really all about how to understand your divine gifts and that intersection of purpose and prosperity and being able to navigate from the inside out your own path, listen to your own wealth counsel, and really manifest wealth in a way that's just really right and true for you. So all my services are listed at solutionary.com, S-O-U-L-U-T-I-O-N-A-R-Y. Again, you can grab the free gift there. And also there's lots of free stuff on the blog. But if you want to jump in and actually have a reading with me, that's all there in those services.
So does that happen over the phone and with Skype and internationally?
Yeah, my clients are international, and it does happen over the phone or over Skype or over a Zoom conference. So whatever is the best medium for people, and we jump on in that way. Also, if I'm doing your Sacred Wealth Code reading, there's different ways to get that. I do that live. I do that. Anybody who gets a Sacred Wealth Code reading will get a printout of what their wealth code is, their wealth code archetypes, and a training around how to use them. And then there's also a reading that involves that, but it also involves me creating a custom reading on a recording for you. And then there's the live reading, Sacred Wealth Code reading with me as well. So there's lots of different ways that I connect in and that we can read your soul blueprint for you and help you to take the next steps or align yourself with with your purpose, your prosperity, and really what's your most useful and most purposeful and most prosperous trajectory for yourself in 2017.
Well, very nice. So to get that clarity of the soul vision, and then to turn around and get the Vedic astrology of that lifetime for that individual to have that Vedic reading. I mean, the two of those, that sounds like that's a pretty powerful combination you can provide to your clientele.
It gives me great joy, and I'm totally honored, and it is really powerful, and people find that it's incredibly helpful.
It seems like the more your mind gets reinforcement of what you're here to do, and then start to get some experience, some traction with that, I think that's where you start to feel satisfied and fulfilled at the end of the day, don't you think?
It's absolutely so true, and there's a lot of people getting up to go to work in the morning and dreading what they're doing or not excited about it or really just feeling like, I got to do something different because they don't feel like they're on their purposeful path. And it doesn't matter how much money they're making. I help people realign who are making a lot of money but are really unfulfilled. But when you get up in the morning, maybe like you have hard work to do, but you know, gosh, this is mine to do. And you get to, you know, learn more about yourself as you're doing it, and you're helping, and you're a great service. And usually the universe responds back to you and also provides for you in really amazing and important ways, meaningful ways for you when you do that. And it's so nice to go to bed at night and feeling well used, as I like to say, you know, well used in a really good way.
I like that. I've been well used. It's got a nice swing to it. So time can go by pretty fast. Can you just share some closing thoughts with us?
Yeah, absolutely. Here's what I want you to know, that you are at choice, and even if you're going through something really challenging, anybody listening and going through anything challenging, I want you to know that it has a timeline on it, and you may not know what it is, but it's not going to stay this way forever, especially if you're digging in to find out, hey, what's in this for me? Because no matter what you're going through, something's in it for you. And if you ask the questions, it will be revealed to you. And if you ask others for help, they will be happy to help you. Now, everyone has something important here to do, whether it is maybe you're the bright light in your neighborhood that the kids know they can always come and be safe and, you know, and get what they need or just enjoy at your household. Or maybe you're leading a corporation at the other end of the spectrum or an organization, a nonprofit or something that's doing really, you know, big work in the world. We all have our path, and it's all really important. And you know in your heart, if it feels right, like you're on your path or not. And if it doesn't feel like you're on your path, get some help. And if you do feel like you're on your path, make sure to surround yourself with others who will love and support you along the way as well, because you're not meant to do any of this alone. We are so much better doing it together. So you've got a brilliance that is uniquely your own, and the world needs what you have as much as you need to give what you have. So don't worry about getting it absolutely right. Just start to give it. Start to give it and get whatever support you need to so that you can get out of your own way. Because what I see that holds people back the most is the programming you've taken on and never thought you signed up for, the beliefs that are lodged in your psyche from you just trying to be a kiddo and get through the world and family and the culture and that you were came in under. And you chose to be here at this time. And we have a lot of light this year. So get out of the past, get present, because there's a lot that can open up for all of us. And collectively, we can shift things around if we're all willing to step more into the light and not make the shadow wrong or bad. Just realize that, you know, we've all been in the darkness. There's parts of us in the shadow. Put our arm around the part of ourselves that's in the shadow, or put our arm around the person that might be in the shadow, and let's walk forward together.
Well, very nice. I want to thank you for being our guest tonight. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, Prema.
It has been a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
We've been talking with Prema Lee Guerrieri. And the topic tonight has been unlocking your sacred wealth code. I encourage you to reach out to Prema and take advantage of her services. We're here to be powerful people, and it really helps when we can show up for our part in this collective story. I'm your host, Les Jensen. Thanks for joining us. Until next time.
This has been a New Human Living Radio broadcast to bring your soul's inspiration into effect and live your life wide open. Check out our host, Les Jensen's latest book, Citizen King, The New Age of Power, at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.
You make healthy lifestyle choices every day.
Creamy cappuccino.
Because you treat your body like a temple.
Pumpkin spice everything.
A well-disciplined temple.
That homemade lemonade, though?
Come on, take the guilty out of pleasure with Whole Earth Sweetener. It's a great-tasting, zero-calorie sweetener made with stevia and monk fruit. Whole Earth Sweetener. Sweet better, live better.
Instant.